We're visiting with Chase County Head Boys Basketball Coach Cade Witt on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the season's already underway. You had a game on Friday night. Unfortunately, the scoreboard says it didn't go your way, losing to Central Heights 50-39. As you look back at the game, though, what kind of stands out about your guys' play?
Well, we're a little bit inexperienced at the varsity level. So we knew we were going to have some mishaps with that. But our guys played pretty hard. We found ourselves, we got down pretty early, and it was, at that point in the game, it was kind of easy maybe for it to go the other way, but we were able to fight our way back, and we had a nice 12-2 run in the second half to close the score down to 8. And, you know, I thought we played pretty well towards the end of the game. So as the game went on, we started to get better.
Looking at your roster, as you talked about, it's a young squad. You have 13 guys out, one senior, and your only returning starter is a junior. That kind of does tell me you do have a young squad. As you look at this team, what is it that's encouraged you about them during the early practices?
Well, they pick up on what we're wanting to do pretty well. They understand how we want to play. You know, if we tell them to do something, They're eager to do it. It's the game experience. So sometimes, you know, we talk about it in practice, and we get into a game and it's a little faster, maybe a little more physical than we can replicate in practice. So I think it's just gonna, for those younger guys and the inexperienced guys, it's gonna take a little bit of time for that to translate into a game.
We're visiting with Chase County Head Boys Basketball Coach Cade Witt on the Area Coach's Corner. Let's let you talk a little bit about your senior and your returning starter. Rayer is your returning senior, and Cooper Shore is your returning starter. What do those two guys mean to this basketball team?
Well, I think we're just looking up to them to, you know, kind of help lead the rest of the guys. Obviously, Cooper, he started last year for us, so, you know, he has a lot of experience playing at this level. And then Rhett, you know, he played some minutes for us last year, but obviously we're looking up to him to be a leader and kind of help, you know, guide those guys that don't have as much experience. So we're really hoping on them to kind of help set the tone in practices and then also set the tone in the game.
Well, you're going to get three games this week with games in the Harrington tournament, Harrington Center, and Rural Vista. These three games this next week, what's the next step you'd like to see your ball club take?
Well, obviously, you know, we'd like to kind of take it up to the next level after our game on Friday. There are going to be some pretty good matchups for us. So it's one of the things we talked about with the team on Friday, especially earlier in the season. You know, some of the shots may not fall, and, you know, some of our guys haven't played in a couple of years. So there's going to be some rough things that happen. And what we talked about is, you know, making the right plays and making the right decisions. So even though, you know, those don't always translate into points, or you may get a turnover in the situation, you know, if we focus on, hey, I'm going to try to make the right play, make the right decision, you know, as we transition throughout the season, those things will pay off. So over the next three games here, that's really what we're looking to focus on, is, you know, try to make sure we do the right things.
Coach Witt, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck these next three games and next 2 weeks. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you after the first of the year.
All right. Thank you.
That's Chase County Head Boys Basketball Coach Cade Witt on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Citizens Day Bank, and by Griffin Real Estate on KVOE Live and Local.